Xiu, carrer d'Amadeu Vives, portal de Can Bros, Inside. This was the gateway of Barcelona because, as we have mentioned, the path started here. It was located right beneath the castle. It is known as El Portal de Can Bros because that's the name of the family that has been living there since the 17th century. It is an interesting complex made up of two arcs. The inner one reflects a Gothic style as shown by the pointed arc, while the outer one, which we will see afterwards, was sculptured in a Romanesque style, as evidenced by its semicircular design. We wish you pay attention to the house on the left side of the Gothic arc. Its existence was first noted down in 1280, when Guillem de Montserrat, Lord of Collbató, rented it out to a man called Jaume Sarrió. This house has undergone several changes, as we can suspect by different color of stones. We could highlight its Bossois portal and the protruding corbels which tower over the facade. They were built so that the wooden roof which had originally covered it this small square would not crumble down. It seems that initially both the northern construction and the arc had the ground floor built. Later, an additional flood was added to the top, and red stone blocks were used in its construction. If one went up hillside or to Font La Closa. The forge, where all the peasants went to shoe the animals and to sharpen their tools, such as plows. It was united to the house of Can Bros. The castle furnace, where everybody brought bread to be baked. It was to be found on the right side, between the hill and the path that led to the Font Closa. Furthermore, the corbels, which illustrate where the ancient roof lay, and the two upper loopholes, where the access of the door of Collbató intersected, deserve our attention. These gates no longer existed by the end of the 18th century. The doors were closed at night to avoid the incursion of malefactors during sieges or other attacks and when pestilence could plague our village, to prevent the access of sick individuals who could infect the villagers.